Well, it just kind of came about. They wanted me back, and obviously, having been here for so long and being comfortably here in Sheffield, a place that I love, I wanted to come back. So it was a mutual agreement, to come back, and it was a natural thing for me to sign back with the Sharks.
It's a big commitment in terms of the length, a 3-year deal. How do you feel about that?
I feel good. It gives myself and the club a little bit of stability. We know what we're doing. We know what direction we're heading, and it gives us some time to plan and build for the future. There's a lot of exciting things coming up for the Sharks, and but one thing at a time. This season coming up, the most important, and I'm just happy to be back and happy that they want me back.
It means, if I've got my calculations correct, that you'll be at the club for 10 years, a decade. Is that right? And how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I believe so. 10 years. Yeah, so that's a long time. A decade is a long time, but the ride so far has been great. When I arrived in Sheffield, I never thought that I would be here for 10 years. So I think that's a big thing, and it's been a great ride so far, and I'm looking forward to it continuing.
Obviously, I know now you're working with a company locally in Sheffield. Was that part of the stability aspect of it for you?
100%. This year I started working for Wasco Brown Solicitors in Sheffield, as well as playing and being the captain of the Sharks. And the relationship between the two have been great. Wasco Brown have hopped right on the bandwagon, and we've got the whole office kind of into basketball now. So the support we've had from them has been great, and I'm very appreciative for them, taking me on board. The whole dynamic of the thing is working really well right now. The support they're giving the Sharks and what they get out of it, and me working there. So it adds to the 3-year deal and keeping me stable, and then for them knowing that they have me for 3 years. So it's all working out really well right now.
Is that something that you're going to have to juggle, especially when it gets to, the start of the season, when you guys start getting back into full training, and how are you going to juggle that, the aspect of virtually a full-time job on the basketball court and with the solicitor firm?
Well, I think, I've already had a year of it, because I started with them in October. So it was quite a bit to juggle at the beginning, and then I think obviously you get used to it. So I think next year, because I'll have been there for a year, and I've kind of learned the ropes a little bit, I think the transition will be much easier, because I know what it takes to do it and everything. And even now in the off season, I'm still working out every day and working 9 to 5. So I'll go to the gym before work, and then head into work, and then after go shoot or go play. So I'm kind of still trying to keep it up, so that I keep my body used to it and keep the mind ready.
You talked about the direction of the team. What direction do you think the team will go in next year?
Well, I can't give away too many things. I know that they're putting together a very talented squad for this upcoming season, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. Last year obviously was a bit of a disappointment for us at the start of the season, but towards the end we showed a lot of promise. So we're looking to take that same momentum we had at the end of the season and bring it into this season, and start fresh start, and hit the ground running.
And in a circumstance like that, you talked about the big finish to last season. You guys came from nowhere at one point in the season and ended up making the playoffs. I guess the key for you guys this year is a strong start to the season.
That's it, and I think that's the one thing that we were missing last year, was a strong start. We lost countless games by 4 points or less. I think it was definitely over, I think, 10 games by 4 points or less. So it was just one of those ones where all the tight ones weren't going our way, and we started slow. Bringing in Mike Cook definitely helped us towards the end of the season. We finished, I think we won 9 out of the last 11, so it just kind of goes to show what we're capable of, and if we put our minds to it and hit the ground running this upcoming season, we can have that type of start.
What pieces do you think the squad need to add this coming next season? Where can you see strength being required?
Strength's going to be required. I think we're going to need another big man. I'd like some more support down low in the post. And then, you know, depending on who we sign, you know, the guard's going to be important. We're going to need, you know, a strong point guard. And, you know, we're going to need, you know, a scoring small forward or shooting guard. So it's going to be exciting to see what Atiba is going to come up with. I had a short conversation with him yesterday, and it looks like there's some exciting things coming up. So it should be a good year.